morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Homex First Quarter 2013 Earnings Results Conference Call. I would now like to pass this call over to your host, Ms. Vania Fueyo.
Thank you. Good morning, and welcome to the Homex First Quarter 2013 Earnings Call. Before we start, I want to remind you that certain statements made during the course of this conference call about future events and financial results is forward-looking statements made pursuant to the safe harbor provisions of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Forward-looking statements are subject to risk and uncertainty. Discussions of factors that may affect results are contained in our filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. We undertake no obligation to correct or update any forward-looking statements provided as a result of new information, future events, or even changes in our expectations. On the call with me today are Gerardo de Nicolás, Chief Executive Officer, and Carlos Moctezuma, our Chief Financial Officer. I will now turn the call over to Gerardo.
Thank you, Vania. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on today's call. As we anticipated and shared with you in February during our fourth quarter and full year 2012 earnings call, the first quarter of the year was expected to be very challenging. And of course, this has been reflected in our reported first quarter results and liquidity position, which will be importantly improved through the resources that we will obtain from the sale of the penitentiaries that we just announced last Friday, thus providing us a better outlook for the remainder of the year. During the first 2 months of the year, collections at our Mexico division continued to be slow, and it was not until March that we started to experience a more normalized collection rhythm. It was at this time that the disbursement of funds from the 2013 federal subsidy program also started. This month, we have started to see a faster collection rhythm when compared to March. As you know, collections on delivered homes is a vital source of working capital for our construction in progress, and the low level of collections during the quarter hampered our ability to complete homes under construction. At the same time, it has the companion effect of reducing the velocity of our housing projects, which negatively affects our capacity to restore pipeline of homes to be collected. This slow rhythm of construction is also reflected in a higher level of inventory in progress. As time to complete homes and projects is now determined by the availability of resources, not our construction capacity. The recent numbers of the RGV for housing starts are dramatic. Housing starts declined to 49,000 as of February 2013. From 331,000 as of the end of 2012. At the same time, the number of home builders that have subscribed new projects as of February 2013 decreased to an historic low number of 211 from 1,296 as of December 31st, 2012. This is indicative of the financing scarcity in the sector, and these most challenging times where commercial banks have also reduced their overdraft, remain committed to the housing sector and working hard to accelerate administrative procedures in support of home builders. Specific examples of these commitments include, number one, the SHF 30% guarantee program, where we were the first company to formalize a bridge loan, which reflects the confidence of financial institutions towards the company and the viability of our project. To have access to this program requires that projects must receive SHF approval, verifying compliance with the standards promoted by SEDATU and CONAVI. Here we have also subscribed additional projects, and we are currently working with other banks to concrete additional bridge loans under the program. Number two, higher allocation of resources from the subsidy program towards vertical homes and monthly disbursements of resources from the program. Number three, the recent announcement made 2 days ago by Infonavit in regard to the creation of the Fund in Promotion of Verticality, Fondo de Impulso a la Verticalidad, for 3 billion pesos, where vertical homes with a construction advance of 50% will receive 70% of the total payment in advance. A potential 31% affordability increase to customers that earn more than 5.5 minimum wages, allowing clients to have access to a better home. The incorporation of approximately 33 million potential demand at the Institute in Infonavit will be able to provide a mortgage to every person that in the past was an Infonavit subscriber and therefore have a housing saving account with the Institute. This has been indeed in challenging times, and we have been working diligently with authorities, financial institutions, and most importantly, inside the company to successfully navigate during this period. We continue to be confident in the prospects of the Mexican housing industry as the National Housing Plan, which is a six-year plan, denotes the importance of housing in the country and the large number of Mexican families that continue to be in attendance. In the short term, the environment will continue to be challenging. Nonetheless, we trust in our experience, quality product offering, and in our management team to revamp our operations through the year in our Mexico division. Thus, taking advantage of a stronger financial position as a result of the monetization of the prison and the resources that we will have available to invest in working capital used to complete homes under construction through the rest of the year. Now, as to financial liquidity, as we publicly shared in our press release on April 19th, we have signed an agreement with Grupo Financiero Inbursa and Ideal for the sale of our interest in the federal penitentiaries located at Morelos and Chiapas. Through the completion of this transaction, which we expect to happen during the following week, we will receive proceeds equivalent to approximately 4 billion pesos, from which approximately 2 billion pesos will be used for working capital purposes at the Homex Mexico division, while approximately 2 billion pesos will be used to pay down debt, therefore importantly improving our financial position and leverage. We are very excited by the completion of this transaction, as we believe it demonstrates the success of value creation of our infrastructure division, that today is already providing important resources that will be used to strengthen our financial position and revamp our operations at our housing division. Enabling completion of homes under construction and generating operating cash flow. As a result of the sale of the assets of both penitentiaries, we will no longer consolidate the projects in our financial statements, as effectively both assets and liabilities associated to the project will be transferred to the acquirer party, and no additional capital investment by Homex is required for the penitentiary project. As part of the agreement, we will continue to have a minority participation in the operation with a predictable annual gain for 20 years. It's important to mention that this income does not consider the modifications at which we continue to work to further improve the value of the Morelos Prison project. Through these modifications, the income from the operation to Homex could increase. As these modifications continue to be under progress, the project has received an extension until October to deliver the assets. Therefore, the operation contract will start in 2014. It's important to mention that the completion of the transaction with Inbursa and Ideal is not subject to the startup of the operation. We want to highlight that the sale of this strategic asset does not change our commitment towards growing our infrastructure division, and we continue to have a very positive outlook for this division, today more than ever. Infrastructure investment under Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto is expected to be one of the main economic engines of the country, even larger in magnitude and net dollar appropriation than during the previous administration. During the earlier administration, approximately 3,900 billion pesos was invested in infrastructure projects. Importantly, one of the key strategies of the current government to increase investment in infrastructure is through public-private partnerships. PPP scheme. President Peña Nieto's administration expects net investment in infrastructure of up to 19,000 billion pesos, where the federal government will contribute with approximately 7,000 billion pesos, while some 12,000 billion pesos will be sourced to private capital or public markets. We are confident on our ability to secure future opportunities and gain similarly attractive contracts. At the same time, we continue to work on our longer-term strategy for our infrastructure division, where we could do a spin-off or subsequent public offering of Homex Infrastructure. We believe that Homex Infrastructure's value could be maximized if it's separated from the housing business. We continue to evaluate this possibility to assess if a spin-off and a subsequent public offering is an appropriate value proposition for our stakeholders. At the same time, as an alternative to capitalize the division, to open a broader space for us to participate in larger projects. As an update on our operations in Brazil during the quarter, due to our cash restrictions, we intentionally did not advance on our operations in the country, which is also reflected in our weak results. That is all about I can say about at this time about Brazil, except that we remain confident that it represents an important growth opportunity. Now I will turn the call to Carlos to discuss our first quarter 2013 financial results.
Thank you, Gerardo. In mindful of time, I will conclude my comments on the main subjects around our financial results during the quarter. As Gerardo already mentioned, we are working to improve our liquidity and consequently turn around the whole operation. The recent transaction involving the sale of the penitentiary assets is the first important step that we were able to materialize towards this firm objective. In addition to this qualification strategy, during the quarter, we also concentrated our efforts on refinancing our maturity with a major lender. We were able to successfully refinance maturity two in early 2013 to the latter part of the year or to 2014. Nonetheless, during the quarter, as a result of our liquidity constraints in the initial months of the year, we incurred in close to 1 billion pesos of additional debt. As well, a 777 million fixed up debt from our Brazilian operation is in technical default in relation to an operating covenant. Therefore, under IFRS, we are required to put this liability as a short-term maturity. We are going to be negotiating an amendment to the contract and anticipate results before the end of this quarter. The refinancing and extension of maturities for debt will continue to be an ongoing process, and we will keep it working with our lenders to extend maturities over debt. As we have mentioned in the past, we continue to have a good relationship with our commercial banks, and we have proven so. Nonetheless, we expect continued pressure from banks to reduce our debt exposure and to migrate to current trade lines into good loan structure. As we publicly disclosed last Friday, we will use approximately 2 billion pesos from the resources that we potentially will obtain from the sale of the penitentiary to reduce our debt and related to housing. But from our total housing debt as of March 31st of 18.2 billion pesos, we will potentially reduce the balance of at least 16.2 billion in addition to the corresponding savings and interest payments. Furthermore, as Gerardo mentioned, at the holding company level, we could potentially reduce approximately 3.4 billion pesos more in the leverage by the deconsolidation of the Morelos related project financing. Additionally, the company would no longer be facing a payment of 1.16 billion pesos to our partner in Chiapas. More importantly, the approximately 2 billion pesos to be invested in our working capital would have a multiplier effect, taking advantage of the new economic vertical housing incentives and current competition environment. We expect to see the progress of progressive effects of this strategy in our financial by the third quarter of 2013. In terms of profitability, our gross profit margin for the quarter adjusted by the capitalization of comprehensive financing costs was 30.1% and compared to 28.3% in the same period of 2012, reflecting our capacity to maintain a margin of at these challenging times. As part of our ongoing efforts to improve profitability, we have continued to generate efficiencies at the SG&A level. During the quarter, SG&A on an absolute basis decreased 27% to 476 million pesos from the 653 million in the year ago period. Our consolidated EBITDA margin decreased to 18% when compared to an EBITDA margin of 30% in the first quarter of 2024. Lower margins during the recent quarter dragged from one, lower margins from the infrastructure division, as margins from these types of construction buildings and services are lower, but in line with our expectations, combined with a higher proportion of these revenues in the total revenue line, and two, the negative contribution from our operations in Brazil. Our EBITDA margin for home housing was stable at 20.2% during this quarter of 2013. Turning now to the balance sheet. In the quarter, our inventory balance increased to 33.5 billion pesos from 33.3 billion as of December 31st, 2012. The quarter-over-quarter increase reflects a longer construction cycle as a result of a lower availability of resources to accelerate our construction rate. Importantly, our land inventory continues to decrease, and on a yearly basis, it was reduced to 941 million pesos. Our balance of current accounts receivable was 4.6 billion for 96 days, slightly up from the 4.5 billion of December 31st, 2012, or 86 days. The increase is mainly driven by the slow collection process that we continue to experience during the first 6 months of the year, which we expect to be reversed through the following quarters of the year. Receivables from the infrastructure division and not considering the fishing project were 1.2 billion pesos, a 105 million pesos reduction when compared to the level of December 31st, 2012. Accounts payable days without considering payables from the fishing project increased to 94 days from 88 days as of December 31st, 2012. The base payables without land or payables from construction materials were relatively stable at 76 days compared to 71 days as of December 31st, 2012. In relation to our governance, we negotiated a waiver from Inbursa and Banamex, and we failed to comply with governance linked to their liabilities. We reminded that governance computation did not include the top-line contribution from our penitentiary project, nor the long-term project financing in connection with the execution of construction of this project. As I mentioned before, and in relation to the operational governance the company used in our Brazilian operation, we continue to the negotiations with our lenders, and we are confident to reach an agreement in the coming weeks. Now moving to the free cash flow discussion. As of March 31st, 2013, and as a result of the accumulated FX gain of the peso against the US dollar, the company has stated of changes in financial position, which we have historically presented as free cash flow, reflected the booking of non-cash items. As of March 31st, 2013, a total non-cash positive impact of 485 million pesos, including effects registered in the profit and loss statement and balance sheet. Considering non-cash net effects on a consolidated basis, we generated a negative free cash flow of 3.7 billion pesos, which is mainly driven by the increasing our main inventory from our hot position. Our free cash flow without the penitentiary products and assets in the non-cash foreign exchange gains was negative 2 billion pesos. As I previously mentioned, we're working to revamp our operations and materialize the investments we have made, and today I'm reflecting in the level of inventory as well as in our accounts receivable line. I will now turn the call back to Gerardo.
Thank you, Carlos. The year 2013 for the housing division looks challenging, but we are taking the right steps to take advantage of the tough environment and revamp our operations in our housing division. And today we feel confident that we will be successful and that we will be the first company with the ability to offer a new home after the dramatic decline on the new home offering in Mexico, therefore having the possibility to generate resources to reduce our debt and strengthen our financial position. In regard to our 2013 guidance, we will update our expectations for the year as our strategies evolve during the following months. Today, our main objective is centered on the generation of positive free cash flow and in the improvement of our balance sheet. Be confident that we will continue to maintain an open, transparent, and timely communication with all of you, and most importantly, that we will continue to work to materially improve our operations. Now we will take your questions.
And ladies and gentlemen, at this time, if you would like to ask a question, you may do so by pressing star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. Again, that is star one to ask a question. We will pause for a brief moment to compile the Q&A roster. And your first question comes from the line of Jacob Steinfeld with J.P. Morgan.
I have two questions. I guess first, if your liquidity was so tight and your collections hadn't really improved during the quarter, why did you invest 3.2 billion pesos into inventories during the quarter?
Thank you, Jacob. We took that decision because the cost associated with stopping the construction or stopping the housing train is very expensive, and we have seen some signs that the collections will go back to normal levels. We have seen some improvements, as we already mentioned, in the last part of March and in April on the subsidies. We have seen some improvements too on the FOVISSSTE side, and we believe that it's, even that could be seen as a risky decision, we believe that it's the less costly, and we will be able to take the opportunity when things go back to normal after this presidential transition.
So have you continued to invest in inventories, even despite your cash position at the end of the quarter?
We are being more cautious at the project level, but we are confident with the signs that we have seen in terms of subsidy allocation and the collections on both Infonavit and FOVISSSTE, that we will be able to make the turnaround during this quarter in terms of the cash generation.
Okay. And I guess my next question was, when do you expect to close the prison sale? And
the prison deal is subject to the approval of the Ministry of the Interior. We started the process on this week. It could take from 3 weeks to 2 months. But we believe that it's a win-win for everybody, for HOMEX, for the new acquirer, and from the government in general. And we believe that we will be able to close the transaction maybe in the next, as I say, 3 weeks to 2 months.
Okay. And then in terms of your liquidity options from then until closing, I mean, what different options do you have in terms of improving your liquidity?
We have some options that are important. One is the we already started with the bridge loan program with the SHF guarantee, and we believe that program will grow in the next few weeks. The banks, mostly the Mexican commercial banks, are helping us a lot with bridge loans too. One news that is very important specifically for HOMEX is the fund to promote verticality that was announced by Infonavit 3 days ago. Because we are the company building more vertical homes in more vertical units in Mexico, and that will help us a lot in the liquidity. We are expecting that program to start in about 10 days.
And how much money do you expect to get from that? Because this is a similar program to the one that they already had, right? You get 70% first month, once 70% is done. So how much incremental money do you expect to get?
The program is slightly better than the actual program because it's on vertical homes. It's triggered when the advance of completion reaches 50% instead of 70%. And we believe that program will be enough to increase our operations and to solve the liquidity concerns that we have today.
Okay. But there's not an amount that you expect?